Simon is in Norwich. Hello, Simon.
Hello there.
Fire away.
Does vegetable matter have any measurable intelligence or ways of measuring its intelligence?
I'm going to ask Ginny, who's our psychologist, what she thinks about vegetable intelligence.
That's an interesting question. So I guess it depends how you define intelligence. In the way of sort of problem solving and flexibility, thinking, that sort of thing, I would say probably not really. But there are things that plants can do that seem intelligent. So there are types of creeper that manage to grab hold of other plants and climb up them and use them for support. And that seems quite clever. And I've seen time-lapse videos of those where you can see the creepers sort of spiralling round and reaching for something to hold on to. There's also the fact that when you plant a seed, the roots always know to grow downwards and the shoots know to grow upwards. And that's because of some chemicals that are in the plant that tell it which way gravity is, and that allows it to know which way up to grow, so you don't have to worry about which way up you're planting your seed. So there are things plants can do that do seem quite clever and quite intelligent. So, yeah.
Do you have any intelligent vegetables in your garden to tell us about, Simon?
I was thinking about a Venus flytrap.
Of course. Well, Venus flytraps are very clever. They've got actually hairs on the inside of the trap part. And what's particularly clever about them is that they don't get triggered if just one hair is touched. And that's to save energy, because it's quite energetically expensive for them to close. And if they did it every time a leaf fell on them or a drop of rain or something, that would be a waste. So they only trigger if two of the hairs are brushed in quick succession, because that's quite a good indicator that there's something moving on the inside and it's a good idea to close and trap it.
So I guess it is a sort of intelligence, because they're summating or mixing together two different signals from two different hairs to work out when to do that behaviour. So I guess that's a reasonable example, Simon.
OK, that's cool.
Well, I mean, you know, of course, why they do that.
Because it's very poor nutrition in the ground.
Yeah, I mean, these plants are said to acquire their nutrition from the air, meaning that their lunch delivers itself part and parcel straight onto their leaves. And as you say, these sorts of plants grow in areas where the soil is extremely poor, often bogs and marshes, where they can't compete very easily for nutrients from the water and the soil. So as a result, they actually trap things from the air which are rich in nitrogen and phosphorus, i.e. living matter, and they ingest it into themselves and make it part of themselves. Great question.